This is the Steve Cochran Show.
We have a disaster.
The southern border is a disaster. Hillary's a disaster.
Common Core has to be ended. It's a disaster.
It is a disaster.
Justice Roberts is a disaster.
Obamacare is a disaster.
Obamacare, it's been a disaster.
Unless you get hit by a truck, you can't even use it. So Obamacare is a disaster.
The total disaster. It's a catastrophe.
Rand Paul, you have to understand, is a disaster.
The schools are a disaster. The hospitals and education is a disaster.
This trade pact is a disaster.
The trade deal was a disaster.
What a disaster. The Veterans Administration is.
VA is a disaster.
Iraq was a disaster.
Yemen was a total victory. And then, like, 3 months later, it was like a disaster.
Well, we planned on having Keith Olbermann on, but his head just exploded. The only guy I know in America who's more aggravated, annoyed, angry than me about this is Keith Olbermann. And I thought the other day, I thought, boy, wouldn't it be great if we could have a daily look back at how the hell this happened and how it continues to happen. And we do. Because Keith Olbermann posts almost every day video podcast of what's going on and how his head may explode again at any time. He joins us now to talk about his new book, Trump is Effing Crazy. This is not a joke. Good morning, Mr. Olbermann.
Cochran, how are you?
Doing fine. Doing fine. I share your pain. I just wish others did it at our level.
Well, yeah, this is the reason that that this whole thing hasn't imploded yet. I think it will. I have no idea on timing. I think we will get out of this. I think we will get out of this, if not in one piece, then in repairable two or three pieces. But to some degree, this continues because most people who see what we see are unwilling or prevented by their employers from saying anything about it. And that's a real problem, because it's like, if we had been in, I wonder if we had been invaded by another country that put its puppet on the throne here and did the sort of things this guy has done, if the media would go, well, there's two sides about how we were invaded by
Spain. Right.
And there's some, well, the Spanish culture is really very good. We're joined now by Jeffrey El Lordo. It's the end of the world. Now to say some things about how positive the end of the world is. CNN by.
Right. Why are we looking for balance and decency when the guy running the country has none?
Yeah.
Why is this not a 9-1-1 situation for Congress? Why is this not the number one? The only, to me, and I'm not being flip here, this is more important than nuclear war threats from North Korea, because this is happening. This is happening right now.
Yes.
Every second of every day.
Yes. Yes. The issue is, even, and this is, I think this is not universally true, and it becomes less true every day, thank goodness, but even a lot of Democratic legislators are still trying to leverage this. There are still large amounts of time on this topic that are being devoted to discussing how do we best position ourselves for the 2018 midterms. And the answer, of course, to that is, let's make sure the country has not been destroyed.
Exactly.
For the 2018 midterms. You're going to deal with these policies regardless of what happened, even if we get this absolutely perfect storm of truth in which the entire election is revealed to have been totally influenced by the Russians. We're still going to have Republicans in charge of the White House, presumably through 2020. There are other outcomes that could happen, but they're so remote as to not really be worth discussing. These policies are going to be in effect. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about imminent, constant danger from a guy who tweeted this morning that you can't take, essentially implied that you cannot take the charges that he colluded with Russia, he and the Republicans colluded with Russia. You have to dismiss them as ridiculous, because instead you should believe that the Democrats and the FBI colluded with Russia. I mean, this is an unending supply of information. If it were happening on another planet, we could all sit around and just eat our popcorn and enjoy it. But as you say, it's happening right now, and the number of people in politics and in media who are still thinking, no, we could We could still get some of those Trump voters if we put on Hugh Hewitt on the weekend. Then we're gonna, they'll all like us. And they're the guys who are making media decisions as if this was 1990. It's like, no, I'm sorry. Look at the landscape. You have two sets of media, two sets of Americans, and they do not interact. There's no middle ground at the moment.
I thought
to address that, but right now let's address the first problem. Let's address the part of the country that's on fire, the White House, and let's deal with that first.
Yeah, that's what it is. The house is on fire, and they're going, we should probably call the fire department, but
let's get a guy in here to talk about the value of redecorating the White House with flame.
right. It's Trump is effing crazy. This is not a joke. It's Keith Olbermann's new book. And the frightening thing about this is you go through, because I really, the narrative you chose here, where you go through and you lay out what you've talked about every day, I think is really important. I'm not being flip here at all. I think it's really important because we're so numb to this. Well, I was talking to Chuck Todd about this morning. We're so numb to this, you go, it's Trump. You can't, it's Trump this. As long as he is defiling the White House, you can't, it's Trump until he's gone.
I did the audio book for this, which is, by the way, 16 hours long. You could, if you traveled to the moon, you'd only listen to it twice on the way out. The audio book, it took like a week to record it in the 3-hour sessions, and I have to say, I'm reading this, and I had edited the book as well as now a couple of weeks later or months later doing the audio book, and even under those conditions, having originally written them, done them as commentaries, adapted them for the book, edited the book, and now sitting in front of the microphone at the end of September, beginning of this month, half of the stuff I had forgotten about,
right?
Because it is Mickey Mouse in Fantasia. It is the buckets keep coming. The brooms carrying the buckets keep coming, and we don't know how to turn it off, because there is one thing we must credit Trump for, which is he is indefatigable. And the idea that he can put out what they would call in submarine circles chaff, where he could put out these deflective things constantly, 4 and 5 different controversies a day to keep people on their heels and always going to the newest thing, that's his skill. And in business and in television, that's a great thing to do. In politics, it can lead to the end of the country, the world.
Andrea is here. Say hi to Keith Olbermann.
Keith, monologues, I love them. They're so well detailed. And the best part, they're backed up. These are actual quotes from the president, not made up.
How dare you use his words?
Right. I loved anybody else would be fired by now. And could Trump pass a sanity test where you talk about the Abraham Lincoln quote? Does he really believe what he says as truth?
Well, I think truth is just another option for him. I don't know, having dealt with him directly, as I used to live in a building that has had his name on it, his company managed, and I dealt with him, and I thought the guy I was dealing with, who at worst you could describe as kind of an Eddie Haskell, I thought that was legit, and the racist was an act and the lunatic was an act. And then it became clear to me that both of these things are probably true. There are multiple personalities going on inside this guy. And I don't know. It could very well be, it could be head injury from playing high school football. It could be something more serious. It could be something from the beginning. I think he believes that whatever he wants to have exist in the world is the truth. I think that's the origination point. He watches Fox and Friends because it validates his point of view and it gives him new material to work with every day. But what does believe mean? If you have decided that the world is a function of your existence, everything that you say it is going to be what it is to you. So, of course, he believes everything. And if he doesn't believe it being factually true, he believes that it's he can convince you that it's factually true. And that's all. That's his entire goal, because that gets you to support him, thus you like him, thus you applaud him, thus whatever gigantic hole there is in his needs and personality is filled by the applause.
Yeah, and the Six Flags between his ears, all the rides are broken. It's a Trump is effing crazy. Get 2 copies. You're careless, you'll lose the first one. Check out the video podcast and the post. Follow him on Twitter. I know you got to jump to another call. But thanks for doing this, and I look forward to talking to you again, man.
My pleasure, Steve. Thanks for having me.
See ya. That's Keith Olbermann.
These monologues
and again,
are really good.
It's what we talked about. It's what you just said.
Right.
He has words. He has the best words. These are his words. These are his words.
The best words.
I saw a review of the book, and in the review they said, Trump haters will love this book. Trump lovers will never read it. The people that need to read this are Trump lovers. People that continue to make excuses for him. People that continue to say, yeah, but.
Yeah. It's very well written, too.
Because you can take all of Keith's opinions out of this, and you can see a diary of what's gone on since the fall of last year. Because he starts at September, just a couple months before the election, and takes it through now. September through now turned into 500 pages wow. of this disaster. Trump is effing crazy. Keith Olbermann. Break. We're back in a moment. 720 WGN.